cliffcentral.com. Hello and welcome to In Conference with Michael Jackson, right here on your favourite podcast platform. This is cliffcentral.com, he said in his best newsreader style voice. This show, where you get to meet the people that I'm lucky enough to meet as a conference speaker travelling around the world, is kind of like, I so look forward to putting these podcasts together for you, because you get a chance to meet the people I'm lucky enough to share stage time with, on stage, backstage, in front of stage. And let's face it, my job is as most fun as you can have with your clothes on. Professional conference speaker mingling with the superstars of business. And I've got a real superstar of business for you to meet on this podcast platform today. He is the founding partner of what is known as a boutique PR agency, Public Relations. And Franco D'Onofrio is going to join us. We'll just call him Franco because I'll never spell his surname correctly anyway. And he doesn't mind because he's known in our industry as Franco the PR man. You want to get it done, you go to Franco the PR man. And secret location where he is at the moment, somewhere behind a desk lurking in Johannesburg, is the man himself, ready to talk to us. Franco the PR man, welcome.
Good afternoon, Michael. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Absolute pleasure. Now, Twiga Communications, and we're going to give out the website towards the end, Twig with an A on the end. Twiga Communications, I don't know where the name came from, but we'll get there in a moment as well. You're an info junkie, you're a news junkie, you're a PR junkie. I mean, you really live, sleep, eat, and breathe the world of public relations. Why so? Where did it all begin for you? What's it all about?
Well, I think, you know, often people misconstrue PR for being something that's sort of like the poor cousin of marketing. And PR is actually something that's right up there. It's on an equal footing with marketing. And I've always been very interested in the marketing field in general. And PR has been sort of a natural progression. I have this ability to talk a little bit too much at times. And I'm also an extrovert, and I love people. So I think it's the perfect sort of congruency between marketing and media. So, you know, we don't just sit behind a desk and come up with clever ideas. We actually go out there and talk to the media about it, such that we get our clients into the spotlight, into the limelight. We get their message out there. We get the core of what our clients are trying to tell their clients, their consumers, what they are, what they do, and what they can do for them. So I think that's how I got into PR initially. It's just that love of getting the brand out there, of getting the message out there.
You make news effectively, don't you?
We create news, yes. I think, you know, there's obviously different forms of news, but in order to help drive the conversation on the day and to help sort of put what's in the news into perspective for consumers, for those that listen and read and watch the news, be it in a digital environment or broadcast or print, we help put different ideas into their minds by explaining things about our clients, by talking about brands, and we help drive the news of the day. That's effectively what we do.
So you make news, and it's not fake news. I mean, fake news is obviously the big buzz phrase that's running around the world at the moment. Do you think the industry of PR is going to be a little bit tarnished by this newfound hype around fake news that's not real news?
I think, Michael, I think, you know, the problem is that people tend – the onset of digital has truly changed the entire landscape when it comes to media and marketing.
Sure.
The problem is that social media specifically has resulted in a situation where you have people – that do not second guess what they see on their screen. So this fake news phenomenon is a problem. However, I don't think that it has any impact on the PR industry per se, simply from the point of view that it is for agencies such as ourselves, or for an industry such as ourselves, to ensure that we are there and able to act on any fake news that should make its way into the media on behalf of any of our clients or the brands that we work with. So as long as we handle it properly, no, not at all. I don't think it'll tarnish the PR industry whatsoever.
And PR in its own right. I mean, let's try and get this into some kind of perspective around PR. You know, as you've mentioned, you have brands, you have clients that you look after. So let's assume that one of those brands would be a can of peaches. The other could be an automobile. Hell, the other could be a brand like a speaker like me, I guess, because I've got to build my own brand as well. You're going to put those peaches or that motor car or that speaker in front of the right media to tell good stories. That's the essence of what PR is, right?
It is the essence of PR. Obviously, PR has got a lot more. There's a lot more to it. There's strategy. There's corporate communications. There's internal communications. There is there's eventing. There's a lot of other things. But I think if one had to distill what the essence of PR is in terms of the broader market as what they understand, is yes, we get under the skin of our client, of our client's brand, and position it in the right place in order to ensure that the right message gets out there and generate a little bit of excitement.
So we're talking with Franco, the PR guy from Twiga Communications, a boutique PR agency that really, I know, because that's how I got him on the program, I know what these guys do, and they're bloody good at it. So it's cool. But I mean, Franco, you talk about all of this stuff, strategic PR, corporate communications, internal PR, eventing, or whatever it may be. What does Twiga Communications and Franco, the PR guy, and your team of people at Twiga, what do you specialize in?
We specialize in media relations on behalf of brands across the board. So we are not specialized in a particular industry. Our specialization is the ability to unpack what our client requires or what our client's brand requires in terms of its visibility and its messaging in the media, be that in modern media, which we can define as social, so mm-hmm. the social environment, or in the traditional print broadcast environments. So it's the positioning in the media in order to drive engagement, to drive purchase decision, to drive brand awareness within the media. That is where we particularly are strong in stakeholder relations and writing. Obviously, in order to communicate, one needs to be able to write really well. So we offer substantial writing services to our clients as well.
So who needs a PR firm? I mean, you're not good. In the old days, you needed PR when there was a bit of a disaster. My factory burnt down. Let me tell you how good it is. I'll get some PR in. Or I've got a crisis. I'm recalling this particular model of car because it bursts into flames. You better go out there and fix this bloody story. Was PR always disaster-led, or was it something that grew from within marketing that said, hang on, the media's out there. They've got a huge appetite for stories. I mean, I've got to find guests every week for this show. You know, in terms of the media's got this great thing, let's work the media better. Was it disaster or growth? Where did and where does PR sit in that respect, Franco?
So I think, Michael, just to come back to your very first question, who needs PR? I mean, if I can be a little bit funny, you know, the question should be, who doesn't need PR?
Donald Trump will tell you he doesn't need PR.
Donald Trump doesn't need a lot of things, but that's...
We don't need a lot of Donald Trump, but so I get it. But who needs PR?
But the PR has always been around, but as I said earlier, it's always been seen as the poor cousin of the marketing and advertising environment. It's people's perception is that it's there from a crisis perspective to go out and level the playing field and make everybody happy and say, look, guys, it's all great. We're going to sort this thing out. And this is what we've done. The reality is that PR has always been around. And today, I think the line between marketing, advertising, and PR is getting increasingly blurred. The thing is that PR, what it provides outside of the scope of what advertising, you know, when you see an ad in a magazine that says, this is new, buy me. What we do is the way we position clients and brands from a PR perspective is to talk about the brand, to talk about the people behind the brand, the history of the brand. And we do that across all the platforms. And what that does is it creates that connection with the brand. It creates the talkability with people. PR extends to these things that we call viral videos, to word of mouth, these are all PR elements. In the old days, it would have probably been called what we would only call today advertorial or editorial rather. But so it has grown of late into being a more respected manner for brands to utilize as a method to get their message out there. So it's not crisis driven. It's definitely not crisis driven.
Do you tell great stories?
Me personally?
I know you do, but in terms of PR, is that what PR's essence really is? Positioning great stories in the right place at the right time?
We tell great stories. In order to do that, obviously, it's just important to understand that what separates PR agencies from each other or PR practitioners is the ability to get under the skin of the client and understand what they're about and be able to take their story and their communication and put it out there in a manner that makes sense to the consumer that they wish to speak to. So often we say, depending on what you give me and what you have allows me to position you even better.
Okay.
So, you know, it is for us to extrapolate that little pearl out of what you have and make it into an entire necklace and something more beautiful that people may not have seen if it was just a single pearl hidden in your pocket.
I get it. But here's a strong question for you. Can you polish a turd?
Sorry, can you polish a what?
A turd.
A turd?
Yeah. You take a steaming pile of poo and can you make it look good?
We can. We can mold it. We can shape it.
Hopefully with gloves on.
Yeah. to be honest, you can, but sometimes it is difficult. So the trick is trying to find what it is about that turd, if we may, that makes it stand out from the others.
Wow. So what turns you on? Is it a massive challenge like that, turning something around or telling a great story? Or, you know, when you go to bed at night, when you're tucking yourself up in the Donofrio household and you're going, that was a great day. We achieved something magnificent. What would that something magnificent be for you?
I think that something magnificent is when we've created something for a client that yields a beneficial result. And that result is, it might be brand awareness, it might be increased business. I mean, there are different requirements from a PR perspective. So sometimes it's like, we just want people to know more about us. We don't necessarily want to, you know, it's not about a sales pitch or a sales drive. So I think when I go down and I put my head on the pillow at night and I think, did we make somebody smile today? Did we make somebody think? Did we make somebody react? And that's what drives me when we've done something creative that has resulted in something for our clients.
I kind of like that. We've got a couple of minutes to go. Quickly, Twiga Communications. Twiga. I mean, it doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, if you don't mind me saying so. It's a twig with an A on the end. Twig with an A. Where does the name come from?
Twiga is a Swahili word.
Ah, that's why. Yeah, okay.
And it has two meanings. So it is the Swahili word for giraffe.
Because so you like to stick your neck out.
You like to stick your neck out above everybody else.
Yeehaw.
You know?
Yeah.
And Twiga in Swahili also refers to replication and multiplying. So it is for us, it was the perfect way to define what we do. We put our clients' heads up. Our clients and their brands, we put them above the rest. As an agency, we try to look up over the rest and try and see a clearer way forward.
I love it.
And then we take that message and we replicate your message into the media and into consumers' minds.
Yeah, hey, lots of it. So stick your head up, lots of it. The Twigo. I should have known that. I should be fluent in Swahili. It. Wow. Yeah. A boutique PR agency. And listen, I'm going to tell you, time's against us, Franco, so thank you for that. But I'm going to tell you that if you want to do some PR, you call Franco the PR guy. And to do that, just go Google Twiga Communications or Franco and Twiga. Go Google all that stuff. What's the website, though? We've got about 15 seconds left.
It's So it's twigacommunications.co.za.
Couldn't get easier than that. Twigacommunications.co.za. If you've never even thought you need PR because you haven't had a disaster, wake up, smell the coffee beans. You do. These guys will take you to a new height. Franco, the PR guy, thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Michael. Really appreciate it.
What a joy, and I love it that Franco speaks so frankly. Thanks from him and me. This is Michael Jackson saying we'll be with you on the next podcast right here on In Conference with Michael Jackson. CliffCentral.com.